You probably upgrade of what? Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, yep, we're going live. Okay, it is 5 o'clock on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Good.
Here. We're going to view the minutes from our last meeting on the 12th. is that right?
The 26th of May.
The minutes from our last meeting on May 26th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't
know. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes for May 26th.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are the minutes from the CIP committee meeting. Now, you may be wondering, why is the Board of Works approving the CIP committee? It's because the Board of Works makes up the majority of the CIP committee, and so as Leslie and I were trying to figure out who needs to approve it, because we don't have regular CIP committees, Board of Works makes up the majority, so that's why we're doing it this way. So, any questions, comments, concerns about that?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes by the CIP committee for Tuesday, May 26th.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll open the floor to the public comment. Ferguson, we'll talk about yours in a moment. Gene, we'll talk about yours in a moment. But if there's any other public comment, okay, we'll close public comment period. Next up is the encroachment agreement. And that would be for 3 Holden Road. Come on up. I need your name and address, please, sir.
Joel Ferguson, 3 Holden Road, Palm Beach City.
And tell us what you're planning to do.
So what I'm proposing is to build a new fence in the exact placement of the existing. And I want to make sure that everything's good as far as easement, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I saw on the map, basically it's the black line, so it's where your fence currently is. So you're replacing one for one kind of a thing?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Utilities, any? Yes, Sean?
As you know, we put quite an investment in that area in undergrounding our primary overhead to primary underground, mm-hmm. but obviously we avoided that fence, the original fence, so I just asked that, you know, we kind of keep an idea. We have underground primary through there now where we didn't when they built the original fence.
Mm-hmm.
We'll mark it all out for you, but if you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Perfect.
We'll locate it for you.
Okay. You have a contractor that's putting in the fence?
Yes.
Okay. So they'll ask for locates and all that kind of stuff.
I can do that.
So, okay, that's I was going to say. So that'd be the biggest thing, is just making sure that we don't have a hit, because we don't want that for your contractor or for us.
No, so. I'll take care of that.
Yeah. Any other utility issues in the back there or in the side? Okay, I'm not seeing any. Okay. Any questions from the Board of Works?
No.
I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 3 Holden Road as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So the one thing we will tell you is if for some reason we have to get back there at work,
mm-hmm.
again, we've avoided it in the past. But if for some reason we do have to get back there at work, we will let you know ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an emergency, then we will try to as gently move the fence or remove the fence as possible, but it'll be up to you to replace it.
Yeah, so. You guys have had some work back there before and have removed a section.
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
Okay. I always tell people that just to make sure that there's an understanding of that. So, Leslie, what's next steps for Joel?
So I will get this over to Travis Building and Planning tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll need to stop up there whenever you have time to finish up the paperwork on his end.
By noon? Is that what you said?
I usually have it first thing in the morning, but by noon.
Yes.
Gives me leeway in case something happens.
Okay. Yes. So afternoon tomorrow and on, you can just finish all the work over at the building planning.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
If I was to survey that area, because my neighbor is west of me.
Okay.
He built his fence, and I think he encroached on my property. So
yes.
how do I set that up?
Yeah, so the survey, yeah, obviously you just contract out the survey itself. If you find that there's an encroachment between two people, and Chip, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or Marsha, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's a civil matter between you and your neighbor that you'll have to try to work it out.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
But yes, that would be that's the appropriate process. So, and then typically, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's usually surveys that are in the recorder's office of properties as well. Is that true?
I had a survey before when I did the fence the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I went in like 3 foot from each side and like, I want to say 4 or 5 from the back.
Mm-hmm.
But does it pay anything to have it surveyed again? Like, you know,
well, if you want to have an up-to-date survey and you want to know where your property lines are, that's usually where the value is.
Okay.
So if you want to know for sure whether there's an encroachment or not by somebody else, then yeah, that would, I mean, again, that's all up to you, but yes, that would be the way in which you determine it for sure.
All right. Do I take care of that over there?
Well, you would have to privately contract a survey.
Oh, I do.
Then can he effectively record that survey if he'd like to?
Yeah, you need to work with a surveyor and attorney or whatever you're going to do on that to get all that done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Great. Yeah. Thank you. You guys are good to go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Next up is we have, I think it's in your Dropbox, we have some nuisance violations with Mr. Childers. Is this a request to waive or what is it?
He requested to be on the agenda to give an update.
Okay. Come on up, Gene. Want to give us an update of where you're at with handling the nuisance stuff?
Yeah, trying to load those I-beams and stuff, found out I need to get an acetylene torch because they're so twisted and angled, I can't load them on my trailer.
Okay.
So, in the process of trying to get my dump truck fixed, Mr. Bowers is supposed to come get that and repair the brakes. It runs okay, but the brakes won't bleed for some reason.
Okay.
So.
What was the, and I'm trying to see here, what was the, let's see. When was this originally, Gary, when was this originally supposed to?
Started back in October 25.
Okay.
When they're going, so Scott, that appears. October, three times in October, 3 times in November, in December, and him and I had a conversation to give him an extension due to the weather and stuff. So we said, hey, this is the weather's bad.
We're talking weather as in winter weather or rain weather?
Winter
weather. Okay.
So that was back in December. Scott and I met in November, we gave an extension in December. December 16th, we also gave him another extension. And then we just kind of let it go until here recently. And Scott's been out there again a couple times. They actually met with him out on the site.
Okay.
And kind of gave him some advice. From what I understand, is that right?
Yeah.
So Gene, help me understand. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but help me understand what's taken place between October and now that it's taken this long to abate these ordinances.
Yeah, I in the process of getting the unplated vehicles towed off and repaired so I liquidate them. But I got to get the angle iron loaded up, or the I-beams and stuff loaded up, I got to get an acetylene torch and cut them into working plated pieces. Because I was trying to move them and wasn't able to, just able to get them loaded on my trailer so I could go and dispose of them, recycle them, metal.
So help me understand then, and I understand what you're working on now. I guess my question is can you give me a little bit of a timeline of what you've worked on between October and now? I know you're working on removing the unplated vehicles, and I know obviously you have the big pieces of metal that you're going to have to cut and all that kind of stuff, but what did you do prior to this latest round of citations? What were the things you were doing on site to make it, to try to abate some of the issues?
Well, I can't remember everything.
Okay.
I back when I was in the hospital and nursing home.
Okay.
I'm feeling better now.
Okay,
and
well, that's good.
Can get around. I still need some heart surgery.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm moving as fast as I can for my age.
Okay.
Mayor, I don't think you haven't received any citations yet, right?
No.
You've just been giving some leeway and trying to help Gene out, but, you know, again, I'm with you. I don't think there's a whole lot of progress being made, so that's why, Scott and I talked and we agreed to start issuing citations if we don't start.
Well, again,
The one building, obviously the group is coming off that as well, the dome building.
Yeah. I'm giving up on rubber roofs because the wind keeps tearing them off. I'm going to go with tar.
Okay.
Go with a tar roof, something that will stick.
And then you got, there's an open side of that building where you can get in or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to
get that closed off.
Yeah, I'm going to board that up.
Okay.
Plus I have, on the other side of that basement, I had it blocked off the railroad ties, and they're starting to deteriorate, so I got to take and board that up too, so you can't get in from any which way. So I got a renter that I got to have him take and move some of his trailers and stuff, and I'm not sure where he's going to move them to.
Like Scott suggested, if you start at the road and start working your way back.
Yeah.
Start mowing the grass, get all that weeds and vegetation, all that kind of, just start working your way back.
That's
what Scott suggested.
Yeah. Trying to keep the grass cut at the old apartment there, so you can see from the street.
So I mean, I think ultimately, if the ordinance violations that we're looking at right now are were in a front yard, there would have been citations months ago, right?
Tall grass.
Yeah, well, not just tall grass, but junk accumulation, things to that effect, right? The building being in poor shape, et cetera. But since it's kind of tucked behind, I think we've given a lot of leeway. And I don't necessarily have a problem myself, and again, I'll defer to the Board of Work. I don't necessarily have a problem with giving leeway as long as we continue to see progress.
Okay.
And again, I think that's why we have, Scott and Gary working on that specifically, because, there are, effectively, there are ordinance people, right? Like, Scott obviously is the guy that goes out, and Gary's the director of the department, if you will. So, and listen, I totally understand that you've had health issues and stuff, Gene, and I appreciate that, and I want to take that into account. But I also know if this happened to be my neighbor, I would want this cleaned up yesterday, right? So I agree with Gary. I'm trying to work, I'm willing to work with you, but we've definitely got to see progress. But
just for me, we've dealt with you a number of times already, and you don't have a good history with us as far as getting things picked up and the time frame that we need about it. And I understand. I can understand things happening. I get it. But you don't have a good history with us actually getting something done in the allotted time. I understand your health issues. I get that. But, I guess my patience isn't real strong with you just because of your past history. And I'm here to support our ordinance enforcement officer as well as our police chief. But, I give a little, but I'm not going to give a whole lot just because of what we've experienced with you before. You know, and it's nothing personal. It's just that we got to start moving and stuff. Keep prolonging everything every time. And it's like, you know, it's time to move or find somebody to help you to get it done. You know, I mean, you're not alone. So try to find somebody to get you some help and get this thing cleaned up.
A lot of kids out of school probably looking for a buck.
That's just where I'm at. You know, I want to support what we've got going on here. We just got to move, buddy.
Lisa, you have something?
I'm just reiterating what you just said. It's like, you know, I understand this is a lot for you to do yourself. So I think getting a plan and making some progress and getting some help and setting small goals, because I'm the same way. Like, I want to work with people and I want to be there for people and understand everything, but, you know, getting a small plan and just taking it small goal at a time, like what Chief Parrott said, you know, starting at the front and making some work. And, you know, there are some churches in our area, groups that you can hire out, and, you know, those are some things you might want to look into also.
I wasn't aware of that.
You can, like Columbia City Church of the Nazarene has a youth group that are always looking for service projects. You might contact the high school. There are other places that you might be able to find some teenagers that are looking for service projects to do for people.
I wasn't aware of that.
So I
just have to be aware of the liability.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That's true. There is liability issues you'd have to look into.
I do have an umbrella policy.
So I guess I'm wondering, Gary, what the recommendation is from you and Scott. And I think, you know, what I heard you say was, is you guys are ready to start finding if there's not progress. But I guess what I'm asking is are you seeing progress or are you just seeing delay? Because I think to Dan's point...
We've seen nothing but delay at this point.
Okay.
You know, I know, like I said, Gene was over there the other day. Scott did stop and talk to him. Have you made any progress since that day, even?
Yeah. Like I say, I tried trying to get those I-beams out of there, and I got to get a torch to cut them up because they're all twisted in together.
Have you made any progress with the grass and weeds and all that?
The grass and weeds. The grass and weeds. Have you been able to clean up since then?
From Main Street. You know, I've got the old apartment there and stuff, and I keep that cut down.
Yeah.
I got to take it and trim it each time I mow and everything.
Yeah.
Is there a way we could set a smaller goal with a shorter timeline?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm willing to do that. I mean, just
holding.
At some point, we had to make a decision, Gene, and say, hey, you obviously aren't taking the notice seriously, so we wanted to start, start hitting in the pocket, will that help you? You know, will that help you get motivated? We're trying not to do that.
That'll make it worse. That's
right. But on the same token, we're trying to work with you, but we're not seeing anything.
Yeah, well, I'm being taxed out of existence, too. You know, I had to sell lake property just so I could pay taxes. I'm thinking about selling everything and moving to Florida where it don't pass. Have to pay a bunch of taxes and live on an RV.
It seems as though every time we've dealt with you, we put a timeline down and then say, we gave you until our next Board of Works meeting, we want to see some progress, and if we don't, then as soon as we put a timeline on it, then you decide to start moving.
Well, but
so that's my point. If we give you until our next Board of Works meeting, if we don't see progress, then we move.
Well, and again, Gina, like we're not trying to beat up on you, but obviously there's been multiple times you've been in front of us asking for an extension. And I understand that there's situations and stuff, but if we've been working on this since last year, again, understand health issues, but there's still a responsibility by the property owner. You know what I'm saying? So I would concur with Lisa and I think Dan to a certain extent as well to just say, like, there has to be progress. And I think having, again, I hate to delay it too much, but having 2 weeks, that gives some time for some progress. I think at the end of the day, if you're seeing nothing happen, then I think that that's the time in which we have to start clamping down. And we don't want to find you. We don't want to have to do that. But at the end of the day, we also have to hold everybody to the same standard. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So that's the biggest issue that I think I have, is I want to make sure that we're being fair to you, but also being fair to all the other residents that also get high weeds and grass violations and junk, you know, accumulation and things to that effect. And
get the weeds and grass down.
That's what I was going to suggest, is we be specific about what we want to see done in the next 2 weeks and get agreeable, so we're not just asking the broad question of what progress did you make. I would rather just say this is the exact progress we want to see in the next 2 weeks. And that's, you know, so I will leave that to Chief Parrott and Officer Leatherman to make that determination, but I think we need to be more specific instead of just saying overall progress.
Yep.
So if it's working from the front and making some goals for the next 2 weeks, I would be behind that.
So let me ask you, Gary, and even you, Gene, to a certain extent. So I think we all agree that a low-hanging fruit is grass and weeds. Okay, that's first. But I think also, when Scott went out to the site, did you guys talk about what is junk and what is not? Meaning that when you went
I know what.
Okay.
What the junk is.
Okay. Well, junk in your eyes may be junk different than me.
Well,
so that's why I guess I'm asking is, did Scott point out this is junk and needs to be removed, this is not? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what my question is, I know you're working on the I-beams and you're working on that kind of stuff. I guess my question is it reasonable and rational to expect grass and weeds and junk piles to be cleaned in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yes, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what you want to commit to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So if that's acceptable, Board, is that acceptable that we set those two guidelines at the starting spot for 2 weeks from now? And then, so 2 weeks from now.
I think we're pretty generous.
Well,
but
I'm just trying to tick off this list of what Scott gave us.
I just reached out, get it, get it some time.
Yeah.
Make some contacts.
And I'm considering if there's rain, right? Considering if there's, you know, automobile issues or whatever like that. But again, I'm thinking 2 weeks from now, we have our Board of Works meeting. And 2 weeks from now, Scott can go out on that day and say, okay, what progress have we made or not made?
Right.
And at that time, then we have to make a decision on whether we continue to give you leeway or if we have to start fining again. And
yeah, and that'd be negative.
Well, and I agree with you. I agree.
Have less money to work with.
I understand that completely, Gene. And I'm not, again, we're not trying to be punitive. We're just trying to make sure that you're being held to the same standards as other people. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
One thing I'd like to see too, Mayor.
Yep.
Get that boarded up. Get that back boarded up so if there nobody goes in there.
Yeah.
Get some stuck in
for
there.
For a safety purpose. Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the number one thing.
Okay, so three things in 2 weeks. Grass and leaves. Junk piles. And then boarded up. The windows or doors or back or whatever is boarded up. It's basement, is that what it is?
Basement.
Have you worked with Craig on that building, Gene? Do you know?
No.
Craig Wagner?
No.
I feel like that came in front of us at some point in the past.
That
was a different building.
That's what I think.
Oh, that's what the IV
was
from.
The wind damage tore it down.
Gotcha.
I had Tim Moyer go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of money in demolition.
I'm sure. So, okay, thank you, Gene.
All right, thank you.
Yep, 2 weeks from now, we'll double check that, okay?
We're good.
Thank you.
Can we do that next.
Is that okay with the Board? Can we take Mr. Ogden's request up? Okay, we will move on to the right-of-way line. But is it just to place something within the right-of-way?
It's already there.
Well, I know that, but I guess but it's not a cut.
Right, but this is a permit because he's in the right-of-way.
Okay.
So, but this is...
But that's not an encroachment agreement like we did with Bert.
No.
Okay.
But we need to have some approval down
to build the structure.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that was a right-of-way.
Is that the new ordinance?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you guys seen it? Okay. You've seen it. Okay. Okay. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I need your name and address, and then tell me what we're chatting about.
Dalton Ogden, 347 North Chauncey Street. I built a container to hold those cans in for my mom and dad.
Okay.
Because they have a hard time moving around and all that because they're getting old.
Okay.
I did not know that that was within a right-of-way.
Okay.
And Mr. Lederman told me that it was in the right-of-way and I needed to do all this, get from that, and do all that. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. And that, how did you... with the post. I'm sorry, my brain is not working. On those posts, did you concrete them in? Did you just put them in the dirt?
No, they're just in the ground.
They're just in the dirt. Okay. Okay. So if something were to come up, looks like those are pavers underneath it then too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so no
been
concrete
there for
or,
a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So theoretically, if need be, this actually could be moved.
Yeah.
If we had to for some reason.
It would be super heavy.
I'm sure it would be. I'm sure it would be. I just...
I think it looks nice, but...
Well, I was going to put doors on it, too, but I just I work a lot of hours.
I'm sure.
The problem with it is the ordinances with the trash can need to be removed from a front yard or
tucked away where they're not visible.
Is
what, yeah, he said that as long as they were fitted. Yeah, I was going to put two doors on it, double doors.
I think we got a... a little bit of a problem with following our city ordinance and
yeah, but it's,
I mean, I give you credit, it looks decent, but it's
yeah, it wasn't done. It's not done yet either.
Yeah, I just think the cans need to be removed from the front of a home within.
Yeah, he said that they either had to go back to the as you put somewhere where they weren't visible from the street. If I put doors on that, they won't be visible from the street. It doesn't block any. Where it's at, it doesn't block anybody from seeing coming down the alley or seeing going into the alley or anything like that.
And I will preempt that this was called in by a resident.
By a neighbor?
Yeah.
I don't know that it was necessarily
a
neighbor.
The lady down the street, she talked to me yesterday.
Okay. She had called because...
she was way down the street.
Yeah, because of the smell as she was walking along the sidewalk.
Oh, the smell from the can?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's the reason. I mean, Scott didn't go seek it out, but it was somebody that was concerned.
Because those cans hold a bunch of water in it when it rains. You gotta constantly dump them out.
Stay in within the integrity of the historical street. You know, it's a visual thing. Anything else?
That's just showing the current ordinance.
Well, yeah. Well, I get that. However, okay, not to harsh words, but that's not the collection site. The cans are not at the collection site. The collection site is... well, I understand, not easily viewed from the street. I get that, but and as it currently is, that's true.
And this is the front edge of the property. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where they've sat for a long time. I just built something around it to conceal them.
Well, this is the one I was.
That's where they've been set since they moved in 2007.
The cans have sat there in the front yard for...
yeah, they've been sitting on those pavers.
Those pavers have been there before.
Yeah,
for
since 2007.
Or you can see from the picture the pavers have been
there. Yeah, I was going to say, they look like they've been... that they're pretty...
I just built something around it to try to make it look nicer.
I just figured, the pavers are there, I don't want to collection egg. I don't think I have a place to set them, because some of those hills are nasty.
Hey, you should see the house right across the alley from my dad.
So that's why.
Oh yeah, that is a.
I can see why
that dude's built up everywhere like this high on that, mm-hmm. all that.
But yeah, that's the one ordinance I was concerned with having. Even though they're nice little thing built around them, it's still within your right of way. I guess I'm having a problem with the pins.
With it being in the structure.
Yeah, I was just while I was coming up here to try and see if they can keep it in the right of way. It was nothing about the cans moving or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it does come down to the actual structure itself. And I think the challenge is we, this board has told other people that they can't have structures built within the city's right of way. So in order to be consistent with that, I would have a hard time approving it. I appreciate what you did. Please know, like, I hear what you did, and I think you were trying to problem solve, and I think that's all good. And it looks nice and all those kind of things. But I think for consistency, since we've told other people no, I actually think I have to say no, unfortunately. I think it's awesome. I just think in order, because of the fact that it is in the right of way, number one, and number two, we've told people that they can't build things like this. Even, I feel like we've even said no to like big flower boxes or even just anything that's semi-permanent, we've said no to. So what I'd like to do is, if it's okay, Leslie, what I'd like to do is I'd like to refund his $40 permit fee, but you will need to move into that. Okay, so that's my motion.
On the picture, does it show the corner of the house?
I'm sorry.
Can you see the corner of the house on the picture?
I can see the corner with the lion statue.
Is it able to be moved over by there?
If you put it up against the house.
Or like right on the edge of the landscaping bed.
I gotta
put it somewhere where my mom and dad can actually move it.
I understand that completely. Let me load up a map real quick and see if I can see where the.
Oh.
I can just put this right up. Thank you though. You got a line. Mm-hmm. Goes right up to. Yeah, goes right up to the edge of his house and the alley. He's right here. So the structure is actually down there. You can kind of see it. Hey, Gary, will you come here so you can take a look at this map real quick? Well, that's what I'm wondering is if are we going to, I know that that's the right, or I know that that's, but if we were to have him just put it right there, are we going to have an issue with that? It's going to be on the line, but it's not pointing.
Right. Yeah, I think we put the doors on it.
Okay. So if you can put it up against the house and you put doors on it, I think we're going to be okay with it. Does that make sense? Okay. So I made that motion.
I think if it's
an open air on the bottom and stuff, I don't know that that's a true shed. I think it's more of a covering. So I don't know. I'm gonna let him make that determination. So I made the motion of refunding the $40, and he has to move it. And you seconded that? Okay. Motion second. Further discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. So, how do you want to refund him the $40? We'll just cut him a check or something?
Yeah, we'll cut you a check, and then we'll cover. Could you pay with your card?
I pay cash.
Okay. Or we can get you cash back tomorrow if you want to do it that way too.
Yes.
And then, if you can have it removed within the next month.
In the next month.
Yes. That gave you plenty of time. I know you're working big, so I want to give you time. So.
Heat stroke every day.
Say what?
A heat stroke every day.
I know. Hey, I get it. So. Thank you. Appreciate you working with us on that.
Sure. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Okay. Next up on the agenda, we have notice to proceed for Westgate Phase 3 project. And Chip, you're ready to move forward?
I kind of upset they won't give us a timeline until this is signed, so.
Yeah, I get you.
Kind of wish we knew this year, next year, but yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the notice to proceed for the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Project Phase 3 is presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. You have anything else we need to go through before we... Okay. Bills.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $2,310 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 9th, 2026, for checks for on-turf CC umpires.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,550 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 9, 2026 for EFT payments for on-turf Columbia City umpires.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $491,535.57 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 9, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? I'm trying to find that bill. So there we go. All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $396,308.20 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 9, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $315,278.01 plus overtime in the amount of $9,455.19 for a total of $324,733.20 paid on May 29, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $2,861.17 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 9, 2026 for meter deposits and credits.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department head reports. Sean.
So both of you have seen the IMPA annual report. They did offer me extra copies to hand out to you guys. It was a great year for IMPA. As I reported in the last meeting I was at, we did refund a bunch of funds, saving over $60 million, which are going to go towards our CT construction project we're working on, due to start to kick off in 2028 in Anderson, where we're going to produce even more of our own energy. Last year, we produced only around 3-4% of our energy off the market, which is the highest priced energy in the country. Right now, we had one month where we had a coal distributor go down, and it cost us almost $13 million just for 3 days we were down. So it's important that we generate our own energy. And so
yes.
Refunding these bonds is huge for being able to afford to pay for this project. So yeah, you look at that paperwork. Also, we've had 5 power interruptions in the last 5 days, 3 days probably, due to wildlife. We're blaming it on the mulberry trees because that's like apparently like a fine line to birds and squirrels. We actually had a goose get into our power lines.
Like fly?
Correct.
Okay.
I have pictures if you'd like to see what happened.
Is it frogois or
did not work out well for the goose at all, but yeah, it just lots of squirrels. I know them last night, so they're out moving right now. So okay. We apologize for that. Every time we have one, we make some sort of effort to protect the line in the future, but there's just so much we can do. Also, the IMA has selected the City of Columbia City Electric as their signature community for 2026's IMA business meeting. It's October
14th.
October 14th. Council board are both invited. I need to let them know by next week if we're going to have enough representatives there to fill a table. So if you can't make it, that's fine. I just need to know one way or the other. They will try to move on to somebody that I know the mayor is already busy. Clerk Treasurer has been very generous and said she will make it no matter what. Obviously, the Light Department will provide transportation if you need it and hotel if you need it. Just so you know, it starts on Monday, but they're inviting you down for the whole show, or if you just want to go for a day, it's the 14th. I would suggest either coming for that day and staying the night, or coming the night before and stay the night. It is located at a really nice casino in the area, and they would love to have you there to celebrate with you. So you guys are all welcome to that. Other than that, we're still changing poles, working on specs on a new air truck. This one is from 2010, so it's got some age on it, and right now it's between 2.5 and 3 years of construction.
Nice.
So we either get it going now, or I don't see it before I retire. So other than that, if you have any questions. We did pull 21 megs today at one point.
Yeah.
Which is, last year's high was 22, so at some point today, everybody turned everything on the same
time. At the same time, okay. Okay, questions of Sean. Thank you, sir. Chip.
I was going to thank the street department, but he is not here again, so they poured concrete for Drew Kimpel for me, so that will be coming to Eagle Park here as soon as I can get the electric department to help me move it to Eagle Park. The jail, we rejected today at RDC, we rejected a proposal for a potential apartment complex. It was outrageously priced, but we will go into a 30-day quiet period where we can then negotiate after that 30-day. Amphitheater, we are still continuing working to get a guaranteed maximum price, and hopefully that'll happen August-ish. Merrick can tell you about the Bushy development, but a lot of stuff in the air, just waiting for it to fall.
Question to Chip. Thank you. Terry.
Working with electric department, I think we're making a lot of progress on their cellular connector. They should probably be finished probably by tomorrow. So that's a good thing. And then also working with the park and getting an air conditioning unit installed in the server room out at the Eagle Park building so that we don't have to shut that down due to heat.
Questions of Terry. Thank you. Matt.
Dog park's in the final stages. The only thing we got left is locks and some accessories. Got two drinking fountains, the drinking fountain has a human fountain and a dog fountain, of course. We're starting to get ready for the July 3rd, and we're going to have Dan Cheyenne down there, and we're going to have some other different things that you'll have to come down and see for July 3rd.
Yep, celebrating America's 250th birthday. And it is from what, 5 to 10?
It is, okay. Yeah. Normally, they light the fireworks off at dusk, which is usually like 10 or something.
10-ish.
Yeah.
I keep saying 10-ish. So, yes. You'll want to be, I keep saying this, you'll want to be at the park to watch the fireworks this year because we're going to have some special stuff there that you may not be able to see in other places. So, that's my warning.
Like drowners?
You'll be close enough with your backyard. Or you can go to Dan's and probably see a few dance. No problem. So,
yes.
Questions of Matt? Thank you. Mike?
Last week, we were potholing all over town, and we took this week off and we'll start again next week. We have two crews out, so got, I think, 80 homes done.
Okay.
And also, we got our dump truck today.
Okay.
I talked to Leslie. He talked to Enterprise. We'd like to keep the old one.
Okay.
The little dump truck.
How old is that, Mike? You know,
It's not that old. Like maybe in the, I really don't know,
2019?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh.
Right in there.
You own that?
Yeah, we own it. We own it already.
Oh.
We just don't want to turn it in.
Okay.
And Leslie said we can do it, no problem.
What's the value to the department to keep that vehicle?
Well, with lead and copper coming up, we need two if we're doing two different areas.
Water department on it, you can have it anytime. What? One of my shop is in the water department on the side of it. You can take it anytime.
Does the War Works have any problem with him keeping that dump truck?
It's sat there for years.
What is that effectively going to cost us or save? I mean, from a cost perspective, is it...
Well, then we'll have two trucks per
guy. We're talking about the dump truck. And it's like...
So now you go on a job site and you'll see 12 trucks instead of...
6,500.
So 6,500 would have been the trade-in value that we're not trading in.
Got one.
I think it was... What was the trade-in value on that?
65. Well, he said 65, but what he sent you showed 5, but he said he thought he sent the wrong one. So it was 6,500. They were wanting $14,000 up front, so that would have been 6,500 for the trade-in value, and then another $7,500 to make up 14,000, which would, but they're projecting to be half of the up. The upfit charges? So, but they said that we can pull the upfit charges out and pay W.A. Jones directly. With the street department does their trucks that way. So they said if we do that, then we don't owe anything to them. They'll readjust the lease and the monthly amount instead of $1,182 will come down. Gotcha. So, really, it's not going to cost us anything more to keep it other than have the insurance on it.
Is that okay with the board?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Just got the bed up.
Okay. Mike?
What about the one at my shop?
We passed our fire monitoring test. New employee's doing well. He's catching on quick.
It's not my guy.
Got four samplers that should be here.
Four what?
Samplers.
Samplers.
We have two of them. There's four of them that we're going to have on rental for a month.
Okay.
So we can pull samples.
Okay.
7 days a week for 30 days at 5 to 6 various locations, which I won't say where.
Okay.
Try to see if we can catch the issues that we're having.
Okay. And that's just to gauge the... That's to gauge what?
What that will do is separate into different sections. And then if we have a hit on any one of those samples, then what we will do is we will go into that area, and then we will basically what we're doing is working backwards.
Okay.
Try to narrow it down right to...
And this is for the ammonia issue? Okay, thank you.
Completed ARB inspections. Then as pre-treatment has been working on flow monitoring and sampling. And repairs on the storm basins at Jefferson Hill.
Questions on Mike? Thank you. Tom?
Final inspection on the new engine, fire engine, will be the 23rd through the 25th. We have four individuals going for that final inspection. One of them is Adam McKinley, the city mechanic, Trent Stamper, Mike McGregor, and Zach Gardner are all going up for that final inspection. I did it one time, and I'll never do it again. Most boring 8 hours I ever spent. 107 still awaiting repairs. Parts are scheduled to arrive on the 23rd of this month. I think that's an early date. They said that can get pushed back at any moment, depending on whether the company wants to push it back. So we'll see. Hopefully it gets repaired soon. It's still in operation, still usable. It just leaks like a sieve, which is something that has to be fixed by winter. So. Fire, EMS, EMA, and police met yesterday for the incident action plan for Old Settlers in the parade. I think we've got that pretty much ironed out, so that's good news. Kyle's been working with on-duty crews for scene size up, so if you see them out in front of businesses and it looks like they're getting ready to fight a fire, it's just a size up scenario, so hopefully that's all they're doing. Other than that, thank you very much.
Questions, Tom? Thank you. Garrett.
All right, Officer Blocker, Officer Goodin, are going their second month with FPO. They're progressing well. And same with the department and the fellow officers. Officer Myers performing well and expected to be released out of FPO in the next few weeks. So hopefully we get through that. And first for Friday was successful overall event. Motorcycles got a little rain on. We worked through that.
Yep.
Rescue Task Force, we're doing a countywide training exercise this weekend, which includes all of the county law enforcement and all county fire departments. Communications, so we're all working together to operate together.
Can you say where that's at?
It's at WICO.
Oh, it's at WICO? Okay.
Training for their career academy.
Yep. Okay.
So, like Tom said, we're been having planning for the Old Settlers Day. We've had several meetings before the night. And I've been held. Dispatch, the T1 circuit line is at its end of life, which is the high speed digital. Eric can probably speak better on that. And we're in the process of getting hooked up to fire.
Okay. Question to Gary. Thank you. Marcia. Leslie. Kelly's report is crews finished limb pickup last week for the monthly pickup. Concrete crew removed and formed a sidewalk last week, meaning 2 weeks ago, and poured a new 50-50 sidewalk. They're working on 315 East Ellsworth Street. That may actually be done by now, but I'm not 100% sure. They plan on continuing televising Section G, and they have a crew doing some investigation work with the water department. Did we get some investigation done on Golden Avenue there? Okay.
Not happy.
Say what?
Not happy.
Okay. Okay. And the crew run the jet machine on Peabody Avenue, and so from. For me, we did, Chip and I joined Dale Booth and Jerry Bushy over at the Northeast Indiana Regional Development Authority, where we were requesting some funds to help with the development north of Walmart. The meeting went really well. I don't know how much I'm able to say or not say, but just said the meeting went well. And they were, I think, impressed by how prepared we are. We were. Let's say it that way.
Mayor did very good.
Now, it was a team effort, so. Let's see what else here. I know there's more. Lunch with the Mayor this Friday is with Cindy Baker from Choi School. We did do the mailbox handout for the high school on Friday of last week, which went really well. Next week, I will tell you that, remember that Friday is Juneteenth. Friday or Wednesday afternoon and all of Thursday, I am traveling, just so you're aware. I have to go down to Evanston, Indiana, not Evansville. Evanston, Indiana, which is about a stone's throw from the river. So I'm going down there on behalf of AIM. We are starting evaluations next week, and my department is so excited about that, I'm sure. And we are... excited for what's to come. That's all we got. Dan? Lisa?
I have nothing.
Anything? We have no press. Anything from the audience? Okay, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.